USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Lawyers for former President Trump are laying out their defense in Trump's Senate impeachment trial.
To litigate questions of election integrity within this system is not incitement to resurrection. It is the democratic system working as the founders and lawmakers have designed. To claim that the president in any way wished, desired, or encouraged lawless or violent behavior is a preposterous and monstrous lie. In fact, the first two messages the president sent via Twitter once the incursion of the Capitol began were, "Stay peaceful and no violence because we are the party of law and order."
Guidelines on how schools should reopen across the country will be released by the CDC today. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Can you really believe the news? So much spin. Americans just don't trust big media. And if you're really tired of the old news, check out Newsmax TV, the fastest growing network in America. It's on all major cable systems. Each night, watch Newsmax TV and see big shows with Sean Spicer, Greg Kelly, Lindsey Keith, Stinchfield, and Rob Schmidt. They're exposing Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi's surprising agenda. So tune into Newsmax anytime. If your cable doesn't carry it, call them and tell them you can go to another service that does. Or you can download the Newsmax app on your smartphone. It's free, and you can watch it anywhere in the world. Newsmax is also free on TVs like Samsung, LG, and Vizio. And millions of people watch Newsmax on Roku, YouTube, Pluto, Zumo, Apple TV, and more. There's a reason 30 million Americans watch Newsmax TV all the time. Check it out today. Newsmax is real news for real people.
The White House won't rule out any travel restrictions into and out of Florida, California, or any state struggling to contain new coronavirus variants. Republicans say the restrictions under consideration would be unconstitutional and hypocritical for Democrats who blasted the idea when a Republican was in the Oval Office. The prospect of a domestic travel ban also fell flat with Florida Republicans.
I think it would be unconstitutional, it would be unwise, and it would be unjust. And if you think about it, restricting the right of Americans to travel freely throughout our country while allowing illegal aliens to pour across the southern border unmolested would be a ridiculous but very damaging farce.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis and the Houston Texans are releasing star defensive player J.J. Watt, a five-time Pro Bowler, Watt making the announcement on Twitter. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
No NASCAR driver has ever won the Daytona 500 3 years in a row, but Denny Hamlin has a chance to be the first this Sunday. The green flag drops for the 63rd running of the Daytona 500 at 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Fox. Hamlin saying he can't wait for the race.
It's exciting. Anytime you can do something that no one else has done, it's always going to be, a big moment for you and probably the biggest, win thus far in my career. So I try not to get too far ahead of myself in the sense of, thinking about the result. Obviously, I know there's a lot of work to be done between now and then.
And as far as the competitors he'll be keeping an eye on, Hamlin tells Fox and Friends.
Yeah, there's quite a few. I think my teammates are due for a good Daytona 500. They've had some difficult, results over the last few years. So I always look at my teammates.
Three current or former Fox Corporation anchors are asking a court to dismiss a defamation lawsuit filed against them by voting machine company Smartmatic. Current host Maria Bartiromo and Judge Jeanine Pirro and former host Lou Dobbs filed separate motions to dismiss a lawsuit on constitutional grounds. They argued that their coverage of claims of voter fraud in the 2020 election are protected by the First Amendment. Fox also asking for the case to be dismissed. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.